Exodus chapter 30. You shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit, and its width a cubit. It shall be square, and its height shall be 2 cubits. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, its sides around it, and its horns, and you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall make 2 golden rings for it under its molding. On its 2 ribs, on its 2 sides, you shall make them, and they shall be for places for poles with which to bear it. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put it before the veil that is by the Ark of the Covenant, before the mercy seat that is over the covenant, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn incense of sweet spices on it every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn it. When Aaron lights the lamp at evening, he shall burn it, a perpetual incense before Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense on it, nor burnt offerings, nor meal offerings. You shall pour no drink offering on it. Aaron shall make an atonement on its horns once in the year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the year he shall make atonement for it throughout your generations. It is most holy to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, when you take a census of the children of Israel, or according to those who are counted among them, then each man shall give a ransom for his soul to Yahweh when you count them, that there be no plague among them when you count them. They shall give this, everyone who passes over to those who are counted, 1/2 shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs. 1/2 shekel for an offering to Yahweh. Everyone who passes over to those who are counted from 20 years old and upward shall give the offering to Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel, when they give the offering of Yahweh to make atonement for your souls. You shall take the atonement money for the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh to make atonement for your souls. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a basin of bronze, and its base of bronze, in which to wash. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in it. When they go into the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they not die, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to Yahweh. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they not die. This shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to the descendants throughout your generations. Moreover, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, also take fine spices of liquid myrrh, 500 shekels, and a fragrant cinnamon, 1/2 as much, even 250, and of fragrant grain, 250. And the cassia, 500, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. You shall make it into a holy anointing oil, a perfume compounded after the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. You shall use it to anoint the tent of meeting, the Ark of the Covenant, the table and all its articles, the lampstand and its accessories, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin with its base. You shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. You shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on man's flesh, and do not make any like it. According to its composition, it is holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Yahweh said to Moses, take to yourself sweet spices, gum resin, anocha, and galbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense. There shall be an equal weight of each. You shall make incense of it, a perfume after the art of the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. You shall beat some of it very small, and put some of it before the covenant in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be to you most holy. You shall not make this incense according to its composition for yourselves. It shall be to you holy. It shall be to you holy for Yahweh. Whoever shall make any like it, to smell of it, he shall be cut off from his people. Exodus chapter 31. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, behold, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge and in all kinds of workmanship, to devise skillful works, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze, and in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving of wood, to work in all kinds of workmanship. Behold, I myself have appointed with him Ho-Oliab, the son of Ahashamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the heart of all who are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded you. The tent of meeting, the ark of the covenant, the mercy seat that is on it, all the furniture of the tent, the table and its vessels, the pure lampstand with all its vessels, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its vessels, the basin and its base, the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, the anointing oil and the incense of sweet spices for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded you, they shall do. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak also to the children of Israel, saying, most certainly you shall keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh, who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to Yahweh. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Therefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout the generations, for a perpetual covenant is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. When he finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the covenant, stone tablets written with his finger. Exodus chapter 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, come, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. Aaron said to them, take off the golden rings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them to me. All the people took off the golden rings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. He received what they handed him, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made it a molded calf. Then they said, these are your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow shall be a feast to Yahweh. They rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, go, get down, for your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned away quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed to it, and said, These are your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Yahweh said to Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, they are a stiff-necked people. Now therefore leave me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. Moses begged Yahweh, his God, and said, Yahweh, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, that you have brought out of the land of Egypt with a great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians talk, saying, He brought them out for evil, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the surface of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, and turn away from this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I have spoken of I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever. So Yahweh turned away from his evil, which he said he would do to his people. Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, tablets that were written on both their sides. They were written on one side and on the other. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said to Moses, There's a noise of war in the camp. He said, It isn't the voice of those who shout for victory. It is not the voice of those who cry for being overcome, but the noise of those who sing that I hear. As soon as he came near to the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing. Then Moses' anger grew hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them beneath the mountain. He took the calf which they had made, and burned it with fire, ground it to powder, and scattered it on the water, and made the children of Israel drink it. Moses said to Aaron, What did these people do to you, that you have brought a great sin on them? Aaron said, Don't let the anger of my Lord grow hot. You know the people, that they are set on evil. For they said to me, Make us gods, which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. I said to them, Whoever has any gold, let them take it off. So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. When Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them lose control, causing derision among their enemies, Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Whoever is on Yahweh's side, come to me. All the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. He said to them, Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, Every man put his sword on his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate throughout the camp. And every man kill his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. The sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. About 3,000 men fell of the people that day. Moses said, Consecrate yourselves today to Yahweh, for every man who was against his son and against his brother, that he may give you a blessing today. The next day, Moses said to the people, You have sinned a great sin. Now I will go up to Yahweh. Perhaps I shall make atonement for your sin. Moses returned to Yahweh and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made themselves gods of gold. Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, and if not hot, please blot me out of your book which you have written. Yahweh said to Moses, Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. Now go. Lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I punish, I will punish them for their sin. Yahweh struck the people because of what they did with the calf which Aaron made.